Today on episode number 370 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to climb inside the head of a podcaster. Yes, there is something in there. And we got some news on the web hosting front. And of course, your questions answered.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for tuning in to Little Old Me. If you're new to the show, hey, welcome. Glad you're here. Have a seat. Get comfy. We're going to have some fun. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting to producing to anything else you want to do. If it's about podcasting, we talk about it here. Our website, if you want more information, we have all 370 episodes out on our website. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com if you're looking for free content, free tips. There it is. You can also find free content at schoolofpodcasting.fm. That's a streaming version of our show. And you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a voicemail out at the website. There's a little button on the left-hand side. If you're on something that has a microphone, like an iPad, or, I don't know, you're a podcaster and you're in front of a microphone, would love to hear from you. And today, we're going to just jump right into it. We always like to start off the show with a podcast success story or something that's going on in podcasting. And the buzz this week was there was an episode in USA Today about podcasting is back. And we actually did a episode of this on the Podcasters Roundtable. I'm sitting here thinking, did I talk about this last week? I might have. But it is something that people are still talking about. And the big clip is from Jay Moore. Now, Jay Moore was in Jerry Maguire, right? He's got 40 feature films under his belt. Featured film. He was in the pictures. He was. Yes, he was. And he's a well-done, famous, big comedian. He produced a TV show called Last Comic Standing. And he's now a very popular radio host on typically on the AM dial talking sports. And when they asked him, well, what do you like to do the most? Hands down, podcasting. He does a podcast called More Stories, and he interviews other celebrities and such. And very cool guy, very funny guy at times. And so that was kind of the big news in podcasting this week. Didn't have anybody send in a because of my podcast. So I'm going to fill in one myself. And that is, there was a time when I worked at a college. It was called Chancellor University. It wasn't a very good college, to the point that it no longer exists. And when I was interviewing for the job, and they were like, you know, what are your skills? And I'm blah, blah, blah. I've done this. I've done that. I can design content. I can write books. I can whatever. And I threw out there that I also do podcasting. And they went, ooh, podcasting? Tell us about that. And I did. And I got hired. And they kept saying, we need to get you involved with that podcasting thing. And instead, they moved me into admissions and tried to make me a telemarketer. And I didn't last long at that job. I then got another job after that. But for whatever reason, podcasting got me in the door. So if you have a story, maybe anything, any way that you've benefited, doesn't have to be money, doesn't have to be anything, because of your podcast, answer that question. And you can call it in again, toll-free, 888-563-3228. You can record it and send it to me as an MP3 file, or just go out to the website and click on that, because I would love to hear your smiling voice right here on the show. All right, if you happen to hear me live on the Podcasters Roundtable over the weekend, I had said I was going to be reviewing the Seismic Audio mixers. And I'm going to make this short. I'm not prepared to give an accurate and, more importantly, fair review of that equipment. My first impression was, So we're going to pause that one because it's easy. It's easy to say, wow, this is the best thing ever. But if you've ever listened to my podcast review show over at podcastreviewshow.com, I kind of try to back up if I'm going to say something negative. And so I'll leave it at that. So you will hear that in a future episode. Other things coming up in the future, I'm out on the hunt. We're going to talk about hunting and gathering today. We're going to talk about dealing with your competitor's success. Yeah. How to keep that little ego buddy in check. And one of the things I'm working on, I'm going out, I'm hunting true podcast pioneers. Now, there are those of you that say, well, Dave, you've been podcasting since 2005. You beat me over the head with it every time you start the show. Yeah, guess what? Podcasting started in 2004. And there are a few of the true podcast pioneers. And they are on my radar. I'm going to go out and hunt them down and get their insights and bring that to you. But I do want to start off, because some of you just went, ooh, dealing with your competitor's success. So I'm going to say something that's, I make this show about podcasting, and I was thinking about this today when I kind of had to go to a plan B. And I was listening to a podcast by my friend, Cliff Ravenscraft. And here's what he said.
How I made my first six-figure income.
Now, for the record, Cliff Ravenscraft, Ray Ortega, Daniel J. Lewis, Ray from the Podcaster Studio, Cliff Ravenscraft is the podcast answer man. Daniel J. Lewis is at the Audacity to Podcast. And there are many, many, many podcasts about podcasting. Those are the four off the top of my head that I correspond with on a regular basis and who also put out content on a regular basis. When I hear stuff like that, realize there is one thing in your life that you control. Number one is your podcast, right? You want it to be short, long. You want it to have music. You want it to be stereo. You want it to be mono. You want to interview guests. You want to have two, everything about your podcast you control. So if you're tired of being controlled, start a podcast, because the good news is the buck stops with you. But the other thing that you control, and this is kind of podcasting, I'm relating this to podcasting, but it's also, we're going to get kind of, touchy-feely today. And the other thing you have control of is your attitude. So when I hear Cliff say this, there are two paths to go down, right? In the immortal words of Robert Plant, yes, there are two paths that you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Right. So let's go down the negative path first. So when I hear this, there are all sorts of things that could run through my head, right? And these are fueled by ego. They're fueled by anger. They're fueled by, I don't know what you want to call it, right? So I could sit here and go, what? He's making how much? What? He got to interview who? He got to... So we're going to peel back the curtain today. So that might make me angry. Sounds weird. A friend of mine's making money and I'm going to get angry. I might be sad because nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to go eat worms. I could do that, but it can basically get you down. Same old thing happen every day. And then here's the question. Here's the point. Write this one down. How is being angry? How is being sad? How is being down? How is going to feel, I don't know, rejected, dejected? How is a nick in your self-esteem going to help you make a better podcast? Chasing your competition is not going to help you make a better podcast. Let's rewind that one. Chasing, focusing, obsessing on your competition is not going to help you make a better podcast. What helps you make a better podcast? Let's reverse engineer this, okay? Good content, great content, driveway content. And you're like, driveway content? Driveway content is this. When your audience, who may be at a job that they're not really crazy about, is listening to your podcast. It's they've worked in the factory. They've put up with cranky customers, and the phone stopped ringing and nothing went right. And I've had a horrible day, and all I want to do is go home. That audience member finally gets out. They finally get in the car. They pop in their phone. They pop in their iPod, whatever it is, and they're listening to your show. And hallelujah, they're on their way home. And they make it all the way home. They're still listening to your podcast. And you know what? You're kind of helping their day out. You're helping them forget their day. And they're feeling a little better already. And they are tied into your content. And they make it to the driveway. Hallelujah. They can't wait to go in the house. No, they're not. Because you have them just mesmerized with your content. And what a story. I can't wait to hear the end of the story. And I would go into my house right now, but I know I'm going to hear, Daddy, Daddy, Mommy, Mommy, what's for dinner? Whatever, you know, you're going to get slammed the minute you go in that door and you know it. So you're like, you know what? I got to hear the end of this podcast. That is driveway content, because your content is talking directly to them. And they're like, man, I can't believe this guy is saying this. I've been looking for this all this time. Man, this is funny. Man, I didn't know that. Man, I've never thought of it that way. Wow, this is making me feel better. Wow, wow, this is making me want to get up and call my congressman. I didn't know. I heard some stuff on Jay Moore's podcast about how ridiculous the amount of people that are in American prisons. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't want to take a tangent on that, but I was like, wow, oh my gosh. I didn't know that. That was driveway material. When I was listening, it was the lead singer of MC5, which is a band in the 60s. Kick out the jams. And that dude's like major activist now in prisons. That was, for me, I was like, wow, there was this whole other world out there that I had no idea about. That was driveway content. So what makes you grow your audience? Driveway content. Make them laugh, cry, think, groan. Educate them. Entertain them. Something. What do you want people to do with your content? What do you want them to feel? Second, the best audio quality you can afford. No, do not use Blog Talk Radio. I had to say it. I'm sorry. $35 microphone. Come on. schoolofpodcasting.com/2100 2100. Take it right there. Great audio content. Great audio content. Great audio quality. You've got your great content. You've got the best quality of audio that you can afford. And then you have to be reliable. Right? Whether it's monthly, bi-weekly, weekly, every other daily, whatever you want to do it, Lee, pick a schedule, stick with it. That paints you as a reliable friend who's giving you this phenomenal content that doesn't sound like you're frying bacon underwater. And we could get into more and more, but that's the core. So let's reverse engineer this. How is being angry, sad, or just boo-hoo, wah, how is that attitude going to help you, right? It's going to help a lot when you come on the microphone. You're like, hey, podcasting since 2005. I'm your personal podcast coach, Eeyore. Okay, bear. Right? That's not going to help. So, if it's not going to help, why are you doing it? If being a negative Nancy, a boo-hoo buddy, is not helping you grow your audience, and guess what? What has it really done? It's stole your passion. Don't let them steal your joy. There's a great old gospel tune. Don't let them steal your joy. That's the whole lyrics. Don't let them steal your joy. Don't let them steal your passion. And when I say competition here, can you put up the little, if you've been here before, when we say competition, we use air quotes. But there he is. That guy's audience could be listening to me. Now, here's the other thing. And this is key. This is so key that you don't know. You are getting one side of your competition's story. And their goal and their audience that may think that's my audience too. Uh-uh. Maybe not. And maybe their goal, where they're headed, is not where you want to go. Maybe they are looking to build an empire. I don't know. Or maybe they're looking to eventually go into TV. Maybe they're eventually looking to go into radio. Maybe they're looking to be a public speaker or, you know, whatever. Their goals may be completely different than yours. Maybe their goal is to get a bunch of people on their email list, etc. I mean, I could throw out 80 billion goals here. But the bottom line is their goal may not be your goal. Maybe their goal is to sell a bunch of product and to get people on their email list. And so they do certain things. And, oh, my gosh, did you hear their numbers? They get 10,000 downloads an episode. They get 27,000 downloads an episode. And all they do is they talk about their email list and this and that. And by, for the record, Cliff is excused. I'm just using Cliff as an example. I'm not talking about Cliff at this point. I'm talking about anybody. I'm talking general at this point, right? And they could have all these different things. And you're like, well, I'm going to do what they do. Well, that doesn't make any sense because maybe your goal is to help people. Maybe your goal is to better your business, right? And if you do what your competition is doing, you're going to end up with their goal. And guess what? Your goal is not their goal, is not your goal, and you're not going to be happy. And you're going to go, man, this podcast was awful. It didn't do anything. It didn't help me achieve my goals at all. Well, guess what? You're following somebody down the path to, you know, left of center here, and you should have gone straight and to the right. So the other thing you might think of is that they're making it sound so easy. And can I let you in on a little secret? I realize this is the school of podcasting, and I should just tell you that you don't have to do a thing. You just talk into a microphone, and Oprah knocks on your door. It ain't going to happen. It takes a little work. Good content doesn't happen by accident. Now, last week I tried. I lost my show notes. My computer died, and so I had to wing it. But I got show notes right here in front of me. I can tell you right now, the last thing I just said was, do these emotions help your podcast? And next up, we're going to talk about positive ways to do this. And then we're going to talk about farmers and hunters, things of that nature. So it takes a little planning. But keep in mind that you may say, I'm just like that guy. And we're going to bring that up in a second. But your, quote, competition may be going someplace that you don't really want to go, may have a completely different set of circumstances. And I'm going to, you ready for this one? Bust out the pencils on this one. Okay, I'm going to bring Cliff back in. Cliff, if you could sit here, we're talking about you right now. Cliff has an amazing story, by the way. That's one of the reasons why Cliff is just huge. Cliff, before he did this, got out of debt. Jamie Tardy, before she started full-time podcasting, got out of debt. Internet Business Mastery, Jason, made a sizable amount of cash in the, real estate. And I'm guessing here, but I'm going to assume that he did not have a lot of debt when he started. John Lee Dumas, another guy, very, very successful real estate person in Maine before he started Entrepreneur on Fire. And so there are times when, you know, these guys are jumping into podcasting full time and they don't have any bills. Well, let's back up a second. Dave, that was ridiculous. That was one of the stupidest things you've ever said. We all have bills. Some of us have more than others. Some of us are up to our eyeballs in student debt, right? Student loans and things like that. This is where if you just look at your competition and you don't think about it, they have different goals, they have different settings, they have different circumstances, you can get, again, obsessed. You can get really just, you can drive yourself crazy with that. And again, let me wrap up this little segment of that. How is driving yourself crazy going to help you make a better podcast? It's not. So, what's the other option? Well, you could think positive about that. So let's think about that. That does sound weird. My friend, Cliff Ravenscraft, makes six figures a year doing podcasting. Shouldn't that make me happy? It does. Cliff is a great guy. I once, I mean, this was like 2006. I was looking to get into the ministry of my church. And I knew Cliff had been in and out of the ministry of his church. And I called and asked him some stuff and kind of said, hey, I'm doing podcasting. You're doing podcasting. We should be friends. We should be acquaintances. And I extended the my right hand basically over the phone. And we talked for a bit and talked ministry. And I was like, wow, that guy's really pretty cool. And we don't talk a lot. You know, we email probably more than we do anything on occasion. And I met him at PodCamp Cincy, and we had a great conversation. And I see him at New Media Expo. So when I hear my friend is making a lot of money, I should be happy. And I am happy. And here's the point I want to bring up here. Have you ever heard of Roger Bannister? If I remember right, I used to teach this example. I used to teach a time management class. Roger Bannister, I believe in 1952, was the, well, I know this is true, in the Olympics, he was the first man to break the four-minute mile. Now, let me give you a little bit heads up, and I know you're going to say, what does this have to do with podcasting? It has to do with your attitude. And today, we're talking about the attitude of a podcaster, and in my opinion, the attitude of a successful podcaster needs to take on this characteristic. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Roger Bannister, and at that point in 1952, literally doctors had said, you know, four-minute mile, flesh, bones, heart, blood, not meant to do it. Just the human body cannot run a mile under 4 minutes. We've been trying for, you know, thousands of years, and even with probably a lion behind you, you're not going to break a four-minute mile. Just can't do it. And Roger Bannister said, I beg to differ. His attitude. Instead of going negative Nancy, going, well, it's too bad, we'll never do it, said, I think I can. I got a shot. And in the 1952 Olympics, I believe it was 52, he broke the 4 minute mile. It was 3 minutes, 59 seconds, 4 one-hundredths, 3.59.4. So just under 4 minutes. And the interesting thing is, and here's the fun part. Once he did it, and people said, oh, you can break a four-minute mile. His record, where the previous record of you can't break a four-minute mile, hundreds, thousands probably of years, that people just said, you can't do it. Once he did it, his record lasted 46 days. Because people went, oh, and they changed their attitude. And they saw it was possible. So when I hear about Cliff, when I hear about Jay Moore, when I hear about, we're going to interview in a couple weeks some people from the Mommy Cast. And for those of you that are new to podcasting, back in, I think it was 2004, 2005, they had a six-figure sponsorship deal from Dixie Cups. And we're going to talk to them about that and amongst other things. But this is a good thing when people break through because they are the Roger Bannisters of podcasting. They are the people that are going to lead the way. Aisha Tyler, Mark Maron. And on one hand, I am so sick of hearing about the same celebrities. Here again, just being transparent. Because I'm like going, give somebody else some exposure. Come on. There's got to be somebody else. In other words, it's helping the popular get more popular. But that's okay. Because if we can get more people listening to podcasts, you know, they can listen to Mark Maron on Monday. They got to find something to listen to on Tuesday through Sunday. And so bring them on in. Bring in those celebrities. Bring them on. I know Leo Laporte is making millions of dollars. You know what? God bless him. Blessings to you, my friend. That is awesome. And that's what you got to think about. Hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And then what you need to focus on there, be happy. There's a light at the end of that tunnel. And again, now let's be realistic. That person may have different circumstances than you. that person, you know, and let's go back, Cliff, if you can come into the room, we're going to talk about you again. Cliff's background is in what? Sales. Cliff was making six figures as a salesperson. Insurance, but sales. So here again, I am in training. I'm not a huge fan of sales. I'm all about, you know, the customer is always right. And I won awards as a customer service rep. And customer service and sales are a different mindset. But, you know, now here's the thing. If you don't have a skill set and you're like going, Dave, I don't know how to talk into a microphone. Well, okay, I'm not the world's greatest salesperson. You're not going to get any better if you don't start. If I don't start practicing sales chops, if I don't learn about copywriting, if I don't learn about whatever, networking, if I don't start those topics, I'm never going to get any better at them. Never. I cannot get better at drawing. I am the king of stick figure theater. And if I ever wanted to get into artwork, I would need lots of practice. Well, guess what? It's not going to get better thinking about it. You got to get in and do it. You know, we just did a podcaster's roundtable where we were talking about our back catalog. And I looked at my back catalog and I was like, oof, there's some things in here that are ugly. Well, you know what? 370 episodes ago, I wasn't as good as I am at this now. Hopefully I'm a little more engaging than I was back then. Now that I'm not angry, that I'm not sad, that I'm not hurt, whatever, insert negative emotion here, I can see my, again, quotation marks, please. Thank you. Competition as a good thing, as something to strive for, which will then give me energy to do what? Go find that Driveway content and maybe revive my passion, revive my joy, revive my commitment to why am I doing this? And there is a purpose for this. There is a reason for this. And I can change the world with my voice. People ask me on occasion, why do you do this? Why do you do podcasting? And it's very simple. I was thinking about this the other day. I believe, and number one, I love podcasting. It's fun. It's geeky. It's creative. It's art to a certain extent. And I love that. I love teaching people. I love watching the light bulb. I love when I explain to somebody when they ask me, how do I upload stuff to iTunes? I'm like, oh, God bless you, because I love that question because everybody asks it. And it's fun when you explain you don't update things to iTunes. You just make your website and you point iTunes at it. And every time your website changes, iTunes changes. And when you finally see that come on, it is so cool. And they say something that shows to me that they know that I know that they know that I know that they got it. I'm like, yeah, that was cool. Because their life now has a piece of information that wasn't there before. And I truly believe that if we give people enough information, your voice... I should find that clip. I said, I truly believe podcasting is going to change the world. And I truly, honestly, give me a stack of Bibles. I truly believe that when we look back and I lay, you know, when I'm 87, I'm going to look back at 2013 and I'm going to say, yeah, I was there. I remember that. Let me give you an example. My grandma was cool. My grandma was way cool. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that grandma was cool until I was 27. And I remember at that point, my grandma had been a widow. My grandpa died when I was like 3. So I barely remember him. And for, you know, the majority of her life, at least the majority of my life, my grandma was alone. And so I started mowing her grass like a good grandson, you know, and I would ride my bike over there. And, you know, as time went on, I started to just hang out with grandma because she didn't have anybody but her kids and her grandkids and stuff. So I would go over and we would just watch TV. And I remember sitting there and like a good grandma, she was watching, Channel 25. You know that one. It's PBS. There we go. Which is just this public broadcasting system for anybody outside of the U.S. And it's kind of an NPR kind of thing. And we're sitting there watching there and it was some horrific, like, Ku Klux Klan, KKK, black and white, grainy TV thing. And I remember my grandma looked at the TV and said, yeah, I remember when that happened. And you got to realize this was like grainy, just dripping oldness of this film. And my grandma, yeah, I was a teenager when that happened. And I just remember thinking, whoa, grandma, you are older than dirt. She was born in 1899. She was older than dirt. And when I'm older than dirt, I want to look back at this time, at 2013, and go, man, there were people that thought I'd been in podcasting a long time because I'd been in it 8 years. We were just a baby. I just heard on the New Media Show over at newmediashow.com, they interviewed Rachel from Stitcher. Stitcher is a smartphone app, and Stitcher is an application that's getting more and more and more and more and more into cars. And I think she said it was like 6 million automobiles by next year will have Stitcher in them, which can have then your podcast. About 10 to 15% of my downloads now come from Stitcher. If we wrap this up, the podcaster's attitude, dealing with your competition, don't focus on your competition. Go over and listen to them, see what they're doing. See if you might go, hey, that's a pretty cool idea. I might try that, except I'm going to spin it this way. Okay. But when you hear about their numbers, when you hear about their successes, you have a choice. Are you going to react to this in a positive way or in a negative way? A positive way is going to help your podcast. And go back and remember what you started podcasting about. A negative way is not going to help you at all. It will probably lead you to what we jokingly call pod fade, which is where you just quit. And without turning into a sermon, I truly believe there is a good and evil in the world. And I think evil wants you to stop podcasting because why? You have the ability to change the world for the better. And I think there are certain forces, without getting too flaky here, in the world that don't want you to change the world. They want the world to get as bad as it can be. And you have the ability to help stop that. All right, we're going to break up the discussion here of inside the minds of a podcaster. Wanted to let you know, I just discovered something. Somebody came through, they did the old quick start plan. If you're like, well, Dave, what's the quick start plan? This is if you don't have a podcast, you don't have a website, you don't have anything. You got an idea and a passion. Well, if you email me with the title quick start in your subject line, I will send you a link. You can order hosting through an affiliate link of mine. Now, again, complete transparency here. I make a commission on that. You're like, oh, that's cool. How do you benefit, Dave? Well, I earn a commission. Well, how do you benefit? Well, I'm going to go over and set up WordPress for you. I'm going to install some plugins for you. So that at that point, all you need is content and some graphics, and you're good to go. And I'll direct you maybe to some themes that I use, right? So we're going to get you going in the right direction. Then we're also going to give you a free month at theschoolofpodcasting.com. And so, because now you're like, well, great, I have WordPress. What is it? Well, now you can learn about it as well as all the other fun parts of podcasting. So I referred somebody to the Quick Start plan. They signed up at HostGator, which is who I recommend. And they had to, they got an email that said, hey, to help verify your account, we would like you to scan your driver's license and scan your credit card, but block out everything on the credit card except the last four digits. Now, for me, number one, not everybody has a scanner. Hello? And number two, I'm not giving any image of my credit card to anybody. They're like, well, you can black out the last four. Well, okay, how do you do that? Not everybody has Photoshop. What, do you want me to put tape over it? It seems like a fairly pain in the butt hurdle after I already gave you money to give me an account. And their answer is, well, we're trying to protect the customer against fraudulent uses of their credit card. That is an honorable thing. My question is, got to be a better way. So I went over to my second string referral, which is Bluehost. Both companies great. I like HostGator better because you can order a month at a time. You don't have to buy a year at a time. So it's a little less expensive to start up. And I went over to Bluehost and I said, hey, just so you know, I am an affiliate for you guys, and I've heard about this policy at your competitor. any chance you guys do this too? And they're like, yeah, yeah, we do. Randomly, both of them random. It's not everybody, but you may randomly get this. Hey, send us verification. And the one thing that they don't say in the email that you can do is call them and verify your account. And I'm like, man, hey, how about moving that up the charts a bit? We would like to verify your account. Please call this number, right? Instead of scanning stuff and what? So I say that. I still love both these companies, and they proved it. In both cases, I went on to their live support, and I had a support person online in less than 2 minutes. A live person, probably even less if I called, but I went to the little live chat thing. So just want to let you know that if you go through to set up a website through these companies, and this may be something just going to be the norm for hosting now, we'll see. You may be asked to verify your account information, and my answer to that is call them. I'm not a fan of scanning. You don't need to see my driver's license. Not that there's anything too personal on that, but just you can call them and do the same thing. I just want to let you know that. The winner of last week's contest and a winner of a free month at the School of Podcasting was Tim and Tim Thompson. And the correct answer was, what TV show in the United States featured somebody throughout the episode screaming, "Let the pigeons loose"? And the answer was Happy Days. And now the interesting thing is, and again, if you listen to last week's episode, it was completely just off the top of my head. And I did realize that after I did that, there is this thing called, what is it again? Oh, yeah, paper and pencil that I could have used to rewrite my show notes that were in my head. But I went out, and I thought I could see if I could find a clip of this guy saying, "Let the pigeons loose." And there's one on YouTube. You know what else is on YouTube? Apparently, there's a wrestling thing here in the United States where big fake plastic women get together in a ring and throw each other around. And I saw this and was like, I'm not even a woman and I'm offended. But this one, I forget her name, something like Sly, Silver, Sinky, Smooth, I don't know what her name was. I called her fake. And when she climbs into the ring, of course, you have to bend over to kind of squeeze between each rope. So she bends over and literally points at the camera and points at her butt. And the announcer then says, "Let the pigeons loose." And I'm like, that's not the one I was talking about. And apparently she does this a lot. So when you type in, if you Google "let the pigeons loose," you will see a lot of pictures of this woman's behind, which I believe says hollering. Her across her chest, it says holler, and across her butt, it says hollering. And had I known that, I may not have made that part of the contest because I was like, oh, great, wonderful. So I did not know that. And if you found that offensive, I did. I was like, look, I'm not even a woman. I'm like, this, can we objectify? I don't know. I don't want to go there, but I was just like, wow. Not what I was. I was hoping to go there, and you'd see the Pinky Tuscadero episode of Happy Days with the one guy and the whole nine yards. So, congratulations, Tim. Also to Willis and Daryl, who also wrote in. Now, they did not win. Willis actually. What I did, and if you go over, this is a different website. If you go over to udemy.com, Udemy. I do have a separate class from the School of Podcasting called Planning Your Podcast. And in the case of Daryl and Willis, they won a coupon to take that for free. So there you go. So thank you to Tim. Congratulations and enjoy your free month at the School of Podcasting.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Bring the funny or something or entertaining.
Holy crap.
I think I admit stuff on my podcast. Forget about it.
Horrible.
But the fact that you made me wait 3.5 minutes to know what's going on.
Horrible.
People pay with money and time, and their most prized possession is their attention. And 3 minutes is a lifetime.
This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions.
Okay, great.
But it's going to sound like caca poo-poo. What do you think of their audio?
Good.
Good? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's why I like you here. You don't have that podcaster audio snob mentality here. So they don't pull any punches on this podcast.
You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips.
If they find you in iTunes even, they're going to see you before they hear you. So you should have a decent logo, and they do. I'm thinking just wacky, lots of sound effects. Morning, it's the Monkey Radio Hour. I would tuned out at this point because...
Horrible.
We are now at 5 minutes into the podcast. We have yet to get any real content. Would you listen to another episode of this?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm subscribed. I'm like, okay, you have my attention.
If you'd like to get reviewed, go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me.
We have another 45 minutes to listen to this.
No. No, I'm checking out.
Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, we're going to dive back into the head of a podcaster. And I use this analogy on another podcast that I do called the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. And it dawns on me, it kind of fits in here too. And again, today, not so much kind of gear and buttons and software, but more the mental aspects of podcasting. And that is the difference between the hunter and the farmer. And there are different parts of podcasting that are both. And the bottom line is, I think most people want to be a hunter. Because hunters, you go out, you find something, you shoot it, and you eat it immediately. Now, depending on how fast you are or how quiet you are, things like that, that hunting part can go on quite a bit. But there's a big payoff in the end. But if you, live near a river, fishing is easy, right? You just throw it in, a lot of fish, boom. Like it's like fishing in a barrel, as they say, right? Or if you here in Ohio... There are deer all over the place. So if I was a deer hunter, I wouldn't have to probably wait long. I know where they are. There's these big sections of parks, right? Go in, shoot the big giant dog with antlers, and go home. So that's the hunter. Not much waiting. Big payoff at the end. Who doesn't want to be a hunter? Then there is the farmer. The farmer goes out, plants little seeds. First he gets the soil ready. Then they go through and rototill or whatever it is they do. My grandpa was the farmer of the family, not me. And, you plant your seeds. Then you've got to, again, water. You've got to basically nurture that seed. And eventually those seedlings will start to sprout. Now, when they come up out of the ground, do you grab them right there and eat them? Nope. Got to let them grow. Here in Ohio, there's a lot of corn. And, it comes up and you can see by, when it's almost knee high, like, ooh, it's close. And it grows, takes more time, and it grows, and it grows. Now, when you harvest there and you're a farmer, it's a huge payoff. Acres and acres that you worked on and you toiled and the rain came and the sun came and more rain and more sun and more rain and more sun and you toiled and wow, what a payoff. Very long tail, but a ginormous payoff. Well, podcasting is kind of a little bit of both, but it's a lot of farming. I am planting a seed in you. Again, being transparent, I want you to start a podcast. I think you're special. I think you have something that nobody else has in this world, a different perspective, and you need to share it. And I'm here to help you. So maybe you're thinking about that. And then maybe a week from now, maybe a month from now, maybe a year from now, I have people that have contacted me and they spent years researching podcasting, going through Google searches, wasting a lot of time finding stuff that was just wrong, that was just flat out wrong. And I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. that's no, here, let me show you. Here, it's easier. Do it this way. But they literally for years have been researching and trying to do it for free. With podcasting, there is a bit of a planting part. But then, because what are you planting? Well, you're planting with that driveway content. And that then is implanted in your audience. And they start telling people, man, wait till you what I heard on a podcast today. Yeah, I heard it on a podcast. And I heard it on a podcast. And everybody goes, what's a podcast? And they explain it. It's right here on the phone. Check it out. You can get any kind of content you want on demand on your phone. Wow, didn't know I could do that. And that audience grows and grows and grows. And they're like, yeah, look, you can even listen to Jay Moore. You can listen to Mark Maron. And your harvest starts to grow. But it does take time. Podcasting is a bit more farming than hunter. But there is still hunting. You're like, really? How is there hunting? If you're doing interviews, right? And if I get a big name interview, my very first podcast was, I still do, it's called The Marketing Musician. And back when I was really super duper passionate about that topic, I was interviewing guys from the 80s. This was in the, you know, early 2000s.
Hi, this is Rudy Sarzo from Dio, and you're listening to The Musician's Cooler.
But I was interviewing like the bass player from Quiet Riot and the drummer from Ozzy Osbourne and all these, the lead singer of Rainbow and the lead singer of Yngwie Malmsteen, all these metal hard rock stuff. And I would get like Rudy Sarzo is a bass player from Quiet Riot, one of the best guests I've ever interviewed. And his episode, he has a huge fan base. And so wham, right? We're talking, I went hunting. I saw what I wanted to take home. That was Rudy Sarzo in this case. Super nice guy. Got the interview and bam, there was good eating that night because when that episode came out, wham, everybody was looking for Rudy Sarzo. He had a book to promote, by the way. That is always helpful. If you want these big people on your show, find them when they need some exposure. But wham, big, you know, there was good eating that night. Good hunting, good food, good content, good driveway content that helped me do what? Plant seeds as a farmer of my audience who will then go out and say, wow, I heard Rudy Sarzo was awesome on this podcast. And they told two friends and they told two friends and they told two. And again, my audience starts to grow. All right, last up, I always like to answer some questions from the audience. And the interesting thing is, I made the mistake of answering this question via email, and I deleted the email, so I can't remember who it came from. But the answer, the question was, I'm thinking of selling my back catalog. And I wanted to share some insights on this about how that works, things of that nature. Because what we do is we go, let's see, maybe I've got 500 downloads. And if I could get half my audience to subscribe, that'd be 250. And, you know, if I could get them all to do, give me a buck, that'd be $250 a month. If I charged $1 a month, right? If I charged $10, that would be $2,500 a month if I just got half of my audience. It's an easy dot to connect. The bad news is 50% of your audience is not going to subscribe. In fact, 25% of your audience is not going to subscribe. In fact, 10% of your audience would be really top of the food chain. There are people that get 10%. I remember back in the day, Matthew Ebel is a musician, Dan Klass of The Bitterest Pill. Even now, Greg Fitzsimmons is a guy, and I believe they're using Libsyn for this in some cases. Mark Maron is another guy that they're selling their back catalog. Now, Greg, who is another famous comedian, he was a writer on The Ellen Show. He's had numerous TV shows himself. He's a stand-up comedian. He's on Sirius XM Radio, and he has a podcast. And he's selling his 300 episodes for $10 a year. Yeah. And you get his album for free. Now, I believe Greg, and he also, if you sign up for his package, you get the ability to get discounts when he comes to your town on tickets. So to me, Greg is making it easy. He's giving you his back catalog, basically, for $10 a year. Come on. It's less than a dollar a month. He's hoping that will then connect with you so that when he does come to your town, you can say, hey, I want some coupons on tickets. Now, what does that do? That puts people in the seats of these clubs. Now, what does that do for Greg? Well, obviously, he's not talking to himself, but also from a booking standpoint, a club that has comedians will have you back and back again every time you fill that place. Because what does that club owner want? He wants people in there to eat his food and buy drinks. And so Greg puts out Driveway content. He interviews a lot of celebrities, things like that. He then connects people that way. If you really want to hear all the best things of Greg, plus he puts out, here's the other thing, Greg puts out bonus content. He puts out an additional episode. So he does all that for $10, but I think he's really trying to get people in the seats at his comedy club. But again, here's a guy that's getting probably tens of thousands of downloads per episode. And if he got, you know, 10%, that'd be a thousand people give you $10 a year. That's $10,000 a year. Okay. So 10% is upper end. When I talked to some of the folks that have done this in the past, they were talking more like 1%. And in worst case scenarios, 0.1%. So I sent an email over to Rob Walsh from Wizard from Libsyn, right? The VP of Podcast Relations at Libsyn. And because if there's anybody on the planet that's more of a stat junkie than I am, it's Rob. And after talking with some people who had gone this route, and again, found somewhere between, you know, 10% being the best. In some cases, 0.1, keep that in mind. He said there are things that make a difference. If it's only your back catalog, in other words, there's nothing new, there's maybe not many signups. If it's back catalog plus a premium episode only, you're going to get more signups. And he says it's interesting. The more niche things are, the higher the signup rates. So there again, we go with the power of the niche or niche. So it can range from anywhere. It's hard to say from, you know, anywhere from 0.1 that I was talking to people to, you know, 10%. The bottom line there is don't think it's 50. Don't think it's 25. Don't think it's 20. So, and this is where most people don't make big bucks from the actual audio file, from the actual video file, right? But people like Greg Fitzsimmons are using his connection, right? He's planted the seeds that, hey, this guy's funny. He's now got thousands of downloads. He's got a decent audience. He's been doing it for probably 3 years, maybe more. So he's been planting a lot of seeds, and now he's harvesting it by, again, even they hear being the kind, reliable friend and giving you coupons to his shows because he wants to see you. And all you got to do is spend $10 a year. Pretty cool. And he is, I'm sure, harvesting that in clubs because he's all over the place now. He's booking himself solid all over the place. So thank you, whoever sent in that question. And there are tools if you want to, you know, Libsyn has a service that you can use to sell your back catalog. You know, if you're using Libsyn and you're on the $20 a month plan, you can actually have your own app, which has your entire back catalog. You can find mine. If you look for a School of Podcasting in iTunes, you'll see I have an app called Podcasting Tips where you can get all 370 episodes, I believe, in the back catalog. I need to buy my own app. I did when I had an Android app. I don't know that I have my iOS device now. I need to do that and play with it. And you can deliver bonus content on your app. Mine is $2. It's available on both Android and iPhone. I think if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app, that'll take you right there. So that's another way that, again, and I think I sell, I don't know, a handful of those a month. I don't really promote it a whole lot, but it's another way to help monetize and help connect with your audience. So that is going to do it. Kind of a different show for me, a little more, again, cerebral But the body follows what the mind thinks. And sometimes it's the mental aspect of podcasting that can cause people to pod fade. So we talked about how don't focus on your competition. Focus on making good content for your audience, and that will reap many more rewards than, you know, getting obsessed on how many downloads they have and how they're doing this and how they're doing that. We said there's a positive and a negative road you can take, and really the negative road isn't going to help you make a better podcast. And then instead, when you hear about a podcast success story, realize that you could be the next one. But to do that, you've got to go out and find good content. You've got to have the best quality audio that you can afford. And that means you're probably going to have to dump that headset. Maybe. I can smell a headset a mile away. Now, on that said, I have heard some headsets that are listenable. There's not a lot of bass in them, and they're kind of shrill for me. But that may be Dave, Mr. Podcast ears kind of guy. In the car, average Joe person could probably care less. And we talked about the fact that podcasting is a bit of a more of a farming kind of aspect to it than hunting, with the big payoff quick. With podcasting, it's a little more plant, harvest, and then reap. So keep that in mind. I do have a couple ways. I just actually answered a question. I hit pause here and answered a question from Jennifer, who said, Dave, what is the difference between the School of Podcasting membership and the How to Podcast class, where I do the group coaching? If you go over to howtopodcast.com, and I said, not a whole lot, to be honest with you. The biggest thing is you get me live to answer your questions, to maybe cover things that aren't covered at the School of Podcasting. But I've been saying for 8 years, everything you need to start a podcast is at the School of Podcasting. And so I do have step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through planning your podcast, recording your podcast, building your website, publishing your podcast, promoting your podcast, and if you want to, monetize your podcast. It's all there. And the only difference is if you sign up for the membership site, which you can sign up for a month, go in and blow through everything and cancel if you want, that's fine. I'd really rather have you stay, and you can enjoy. We have a private Facebook group where you can network with other podcasters. But that's what's in the School of Podcasting. The group coaching is I'm covering that information in 6 weeks. Every Saturday, we talk for 2 hours. Like last Saturday, I talked all about websites. I talked about WordPress. I talked about plugins. I talked about themes. And, you know, at the end of 6 weeks, you're going to hear all that content live from me, where you can then ask questions. And now with the membership site, you can ask questions. It's just going to be via email. So that's the big difference. And then you do have my one-on-one consulting. So I had somebody this week that just had a question about feeds. They didn't understand RSS feeds. They didn't really want to sign up for the membership site. They didn't want to take the podcasting class. They had pretty much everything. They had their artwork. They had a couple episodes in the can. They just didn't understand feeds and iTunes. So we got on the phone for a half hour. He hired me for a half hour. We got on Skype. I shared my screen. I showed him Libsyn. I showed him Blueberry. I showed him stats. I showed him how to make a feed, how to set up a category on your website, how to set up your iTunes stuff. Half hour, got it done, quick, dirty, didn't have to waste a lot of his time. He knew exactly what he needed, and it was straight and to the point, and that's the other service I offer. So depending on what you're looking for, in all aspects, I'm doing what I love, which is helping people understand podcasting, which is going to help people change the world. And we are. One download at a time. So thank you so much for tuning in. And our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, it's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. And if you are looking to join the membership site, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. That's at the School of Podcasting. The other coupon I mentioned earlier, SOP free, that's at Libsyn, LIBSYN.com. That'll give you a free month over there. And I would love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to hear on the show, anything you'd like to hear me talk about, would love to hear it. You can also, if you want to talk to me live, join me Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And the voicemail number I always give, 888-563-3228, that rings right to my phone. You'll be on the show. Don't believe me? Try it. I'll talk to you this Saturday, right? Thank you so much. And it is time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And you can do that today. Thanks. And until next week, class is dismissed. Thank you much. God bless. One of my favorite Beatles songs of all time. I'm really down. Yeah. That's Axl Rose singing the Beatles. Down on the ground. Yeah. Or Al Jolson. Love that song.